look who I have here in the studio lounge. Two fine gentlemen from KeyCUSO or KeyCU Solutions.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah,
that's right. You guys are right down the hall. You're right up front. You got a good location here in the exhibitor hall. Well done. So we have John Salgado, right?
Yes, sir.
John, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, And then Clint Wilson.
Yes, sir.
How's the show going? I'm asking everybody, hey, how's the conference going for you? Kind of quiet this morning as we're getting...
Sure. No, we're having a great time. It's a great conference. It's wonderful to be back together with everyone, and we're very thankful for the opportunity to be here.
Indeed. Yeah, this is a good one to attend, for sure. A lot of progressive thinkers at this conference, for sure. John, start off. Give us a quick 411 on KeyCU Solutions. What do you guys do, and how you guys help create... And then I'll let you answer as well, Clint.
Sure.
Yeah, so like... We come out of, we're part of Do Good Federal Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
I work as a CIO for Do Good,
okay.
And also for our KeyCU solution. The whole point of KeyCU solution, we want to be the extension of other credit union who is on
mm-hmm.
Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
Coalition Core is very, you know, like cutting edge.
Oh, yeah.
But like you have to have those resources to be able to create those, you know, like UI script, batch script, report writing, like Jaspersoft repo or Tableau repo,
mm-hmm,
things like
mm-hmm.
that. And that's when we come in. Most credit union, you know, like especially if they're new or you know, like they just need those kind of resources, and we want to provide those resources
okay.
to them.
Fantastic. And Clint, anything to add on that one?
Yeah, that's right. John summed it up
John
really
nailed
well.
It.
But yeah, our purpose is to just help other clients take advantage of everything that's in what we really believe is the best core system in the credit union space, and
mm-hmm.
that's Coalition. And we do custom scripts and reports, programming and development specifically
mm-hmm.
for other Keystone clients.
Right on.
And it's great.
Can you give me like a use case study or a quick little case study, an example of how you guys would help
sure.
a credit union in this area, and then how it kind of benefits the credit union, but how it trickles down to the member?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You want me to take that, John?
Go for it.
Probably the most popular thing that we've done is our member profile. It's what we call it. It's really an employee empowerment tool
mm-hmm.
that brings everything in Keystone that you want your frontline staff to understand about the person that's in front of them or on the phone with them or that they're doing a live chat session with through the contact center.
Mm-hmm.
It brings it all to them every time they do a person search in Keystone. They can't go around it. It's right in front of them. And so they really, in an instant, can truly understand the relationship
mm-hmm.
that person has with your institution.
Okay.
Because we all realize that person understands the relationship
sure.
they have with your
sure.
institution. And so we want to give our frontline employees the power to understand that relationship, and then they can base their decisions and how they treat and serve that person
mm-hmm.
with the power of that data. And so that's the purpose of the member profile.
Gotcha.
It brings all that together in one spot, and then you can do like fee refunds and check hold decisions and all those things that
mm-hmm.
in the old days you would have to go review things and
oh my gosh,
get supervisor approval
yeah.
and all those things that really don't end in a great experience. And so the member profile is to help with that.
Right.
That's the most popular.
Well, as you're talking, I'm thinking cross-sell opportunities,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Does that pose it as well?
Sure,
so,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's a really good thing to do on the front line as well, right?
For
so,
sure, yeah.
Indeed.
And then like simple scripts, post-conversion, cleanup scripts,
mm-hmm.
Anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're custom extracts, imports, to work with a vendor that might not already have a batch interface available
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
Keystone, we can help with those kind of projects as well. So really open to doing anything to help credit unions get the most out of Keystone.
And make that member experience.
Absolutely.
Wonderful and seamless and
right.
easy, almost invisible.
Right.
So yeah,
right.
so good stuff. Anything to add on that one, John?
No, he covered it all.
Okay.
I mean, like at the end of the day, you know, like Coalition Keystone is supposed to be efficient, right, and easy to use. And that's what we're trying to provide
okay.
because you can tailor to what your credit union needs, but not only your credit union, but it's the member,
yeah.
like, you know, like that member experience.
Mm-hmm.
So each credit union have their own ways of doing things. Like the member profile that Clint mentioned earlier, it's customizable in like so many different
mm-hmm.
ways, right? You can put, if you want to see the last three deposits, you can put that. If you want to see member date of birth or like just say happy birthday, we can do things like that, right? So it make easier where you when you're face to face with a member, one screen has it all,
mm-hmm.
where you are not, like you said, looking and, well, let me pull
you're going from other screens
yeah.
or you got to go talk to somebody
right.
or something like that. Boom.
Right.
So
when you're
right
doing, when you, like you said, when you're looking at a different screen, you see that, you know, like members see that you're appeasing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Versus
yeah.
when you have
yeah.
one screen, it's right there and
yeah.
you have the interaction with the member and you can just get all the information you need in one screen and you know, be that member facing.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that, because from a consumer's perspective, going in the teller back in the day, you know, they would sit there and you're going from they're doing whatever back there, you know, right. And I'm thinking as a consumer, like, what are they doing? Yeah, what are you checking on?
Right.
Am I in trouble?
That member understands.
So there's a little uneasiness there. Yeah. But it sounds like what you guys provide, boom, it's all the information's there. There's no delays. There's no awkwardness.
That's right.
So that's really important at the teller line.
Yeah, and not only, you know, like, because of COVID, right, people are going to digital channel. Like, if you're doing, like, ITM, if you're on the phone, member can see that, right, when you're literally on hold with the member and there's that quiet silence of 10-15 seconds because you're researching or looking for that data that you can help that member.
Are you still there?
Exactly, exactly. So that member profile is really, really, helpful cool. for organizations.
Right on. So, how long have you guys been around? And was this one of the pain points that you guys wanted to answer in the industry right now?
Well, sure. Well, when we converted to Correlation, one of the reasons we did it was the openness and the ability to really do anything. But to take advantage of that, you've got to have programming resources on staff. And our QSO helps clients of all sizes. And so we can be your programming staff outsourced to us.
Yeah,
if you have in-house developers and you're just at their bandwidth on all they can handle, you can just send the extra stuff to us. So we help everyone of all sizes. We started the QSO even before we converted to Keystone for some other things, but since we've converted, we've been doing this actively.
Fantastic. I love the fact that you guys are a QSO too, so that's a good asset to have for sure. So good job.
We've been doing this for what, 6 years?
Yeah. All right. And it just keeps getting better and better with each iteration, right?
That's right.
So that's the
you know, we want to be extension of that Creighton. You know, like we use Correlation, so we understand what the pain points are. We understand how the system works. We understand all the, you know, like tables and everything that Correlation has to offer. So at the end of the day, you know, like Clint said, we just want to offload some of the stuff.
That's a great point John brought up. With us being a credit union using Keystone every day in our own app, we cover all of these things. And so when a client comes to us, we're not starting at zero. We have a good idea of what pain points they're experiencing, what they're trying to do when they come to us already. So it really helps. It works out well.
I love the building a better mousetrap philosophy, and you guys are doing it. So good job, guys. Hey, where can folks go find you? Where, website, any contact info?
Yeah, we're at keyqso.com.
Okay, easy
enough. Our website.
Right on.
Yep,
and
we're here at the conference, and we'd love to talk to anybody.
Right on. Good stuff, guys. All right, well, thanks again. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Well done. Keep up the good work.